Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, 29th of January, 2025. Happy Wednesday to you, and happy hump day! And wow, the first half of the week has definitely been a doozy. One universally undeniable fact, love him or hate him, is that President Trump ran a campaign of being a disruptor in all three of his presidential campaigns. And it's happening in ways I think a lot of people didn't expect. He's taken big swings, and he's clearly not afraid to break some eggs along the way, which can really open a can of worms, because I call it the curse of government. Actually, I've never used that term before, but I'm starting now. As a general rule of thumb, every time the government does something to accomplish a goal, there are typically multiple unintended consequences, and most of those are negative consequences. The problem is that it seems to happen every time government does something, but it also happens when government takes something away. It's the curse of government. Back to Trump, the ripples of the big swings are being felt around the world and quickly starting to hit home here in Madison, so we might as well start there, and let's jump into some news together. Let's start with the executive order from Tuesday to suspend almost all the federal expenditures coming out of the government. The order prompted the Office of Management and Budget, and that's the office of the executive branch that helps the president oversee the performance of federal agencies and administers the federal budget, to release a memo saying that the freeze was scheduled to start at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. The exception to that is, quote, any program that provides direct benefits to Americans is explicitly excluded from the pause, unquote. Well, consider some eggs broken, because at best, even the think tanks on the right called it broad, unclear, and confusing. Since the only specific exemptions they mentioned in that memo were Medicare and Social Security. Nationally and here in Wisconsin, it smacked a hornet's nest, and it's been blasted as everything from irresponsible to dangerous because of how it can impact all sorts of stuff. A good example, nonprofits like Meals on Wheels, since the money from the Older Americans Act nutrition program goes to an organization and not directly to people, although it directly benefits people. So you can see how it definitely created lots of gray area. Well, as the day went along, more questions got answered. In government speak, guidance was released. As Tuesday went along, list of things that were not getting funding freezes included SNAP payments, that's food stamps for you old timers, rental assistance, Pell Grant payments, payments related to student loans, and the Head Start preschool program, a lot of that kind of stuff. Well, by the end of the day, a coalition of nonprofits banded together and got a judge to pause the start of the freeze. It happened just minutes before the 5 o'clock start. So what's funny is that the memo is full of the phrase, to the extent permissible under law. It showed up at least a half a dozen times, and sure seems like they wanted to throw this out there with that disclaimer in there and we'll figure it out. What the memo also did was it required all federal agencies to submit detailed information on all the programs and projects or activities that are subject to the pause, which also plenty of questions. What I don't know is if the February 10th deadline for all the agencies to respond is still in force. Another thing, one of the big questions is whether the president can freeze or limit spending on programs that have been approved by the legislature in the form of budget spending or individual laws. I've heard it come up a couple times. Well, like you might expect, I think that's not such an easy answer. And you know what comes to mind? It was a story that I heard just 24 hours ago directly from a Wisconsin state representative of something that happened just last session. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families came to this representative with a specific ask. They have partnerships with associations like the Child Care Resource and Referral Agencies, which it's a collection of groups. It's a network that all these groups help connect with child care centers that have open slots. Well, they asked for funding to specifically help centers with licensing and help families get referrals. Well, cutting to the end, the money was approved in the budget. The legislature did a spending audit, and it was found that the money that specifically was supposed to go towards that ended up being used for data collection. Personally, I find that frustrating because the money that was supposed to accomplish something ended up being added to the bureaucracy of counting and paralysis by analysis. And I share that not only because you know I can't resist a good you can't make this stuff up story. It's an example of the wiggle room that can happen in budgets. Like normal, I clearly don't have all the answers, but I sure do have lots of questions, and from the sounds of it, so does everybody else. In other related news, Governor Tony Evers was quick to ask the administration for official guidance and specifics on what exactly is going on. That's not the verbiage he used, though. He also wants to know how exactly it's going to impact all the federally supported programs in Wisconsin. And by the end of the day, he had joined a lawsuit with 22 other states to block this order from happening. Don't know if that's the one that actually got the pause or not. And I'll tell you, I'm glad I'm not the one in his shoes because the clock is ticking. He's supposed to present his two-year state budget proposal in a matter of weeks, February 18th to be exact. The last state budget was $100 billion over 2 years, and $38.8 billion of that was federal dollars. And you ain't finding that in the sofa cushions in the governor's mansion. There's already hand-wringing in the Capitol over whether that $4 billion surplus can actually become a tax cut because there's already spending and automatic increases that have been committed to. And that could eat up a lot of the $4 billion. What if we still get most of the federal funding, but maybe it gets cut by 10%? Well, that's $3.8 billion and basically the size of the surplus. That doesn't sound like much new spending is going to be on the horizon, let alone having to make some cuts. And Governor Evers doesn't even know what the playing board looks like. Try and figure that out all over the next 3 weeks. I am glad that's not my job. That's rough. If all his hair wasn't already gray, it would probably have gotten there by Valentine's Day. And finally, with all this talk of taxes and state budgets and federal spending, I think we should tie it all together with a quote from founding father Benjamin Franklin, who said, "When you run in debt, you give another power over your living." Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every uncertain corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.